This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Cars by the thousands rush past the huge mound of dirt along the west side of Highway 101 at the northern edge of Rohnert Park, where for the past 4 months, the earliest stages of a major improvement project have been underway. Miles of concrete barriers line the traffic lanes, while a small fleet of heavy equipment is digging and leveling more dirt at half a dozen spots along the way. But for drivers, especially those heading southbound out of Santa Rosa, the first really big change is coming tomorrow morning.
We always say that anytime you make any kind of a change, even if it is for the better, it always takes a couple of days for people to become acclimated and accustomed to the new change. So the big thing is, if they know about it ahead of time, that's half the battle. The one thing that they are going to have to get used to is that this far right-hand lane, which now ends just after the exit, this is going to become an exit-only lane. So if they're in that far right-hand lane heading southbound, they'll have to know that if they don't plan on exiting at Wilfred Avenue and Golf Course, then they're going to have to make that merge to the left a lot earlier than what they're doing now.
Caltrans spokesman Bob House led a small group of reporters on a tour of the worksite last week. Then, in a quieter spot nearby, he described the full scope of the $38 million project.
First of all, new lanes north and south, which will act as carpool lanes in the morning and evening commute, wider on and off ramps, and a new undercrossing from Wilfred to Golf Course that'll be a straight shot, because right now you have to take Commerce and it winds all the way around. Now it'll just be a straight shot right underneath the freeway from one side of town to the other.
Adding that new surface street connector is actually the most complicated part of the job, as it requires new bridges, two stories higher, to carry the freeway over it. As was done during the previous highway widening project through downtown Santa Rosa, this will require a three-stage process of demolition and new construction.
Start tearing down the one that's there now, the far right-hand bridge on that overpass. We tear that down, then build a new one. Then we're able to start tearing down the far left-hand bridge, then build a new one, and then we build a new one in the center. So it's the kind of thing where you have to build as you go.
All this, along with the concurrent highway widening from Rohnert Park Expressway 1.6 miles north to Santa Rosa Avenue, will take another 2 years or more to complete. In part, House notes, because the highway will remain open the whole time.
It's one of those projects that would be very easy if, theoretically, if you just shut down the freeway completely, then you could get it done. But we have to keep it open to traffic. So we have to do all this while working around active traffic.
The contractor, however, is doing its part to hold down the amount of traffic moving in and out of the work site. Tom Donahoe, the project manager for Gelati Brothers Construction, says they will bring in machinery to crush and recycle the concrete and asphalt they're tearing up to make way for the improvements.
We'll recycle the bridges and the roadways outside the prism of the new roadways. So we'll salvage the material that otherwise would have been thrown away or buried in a fill, make a rock product out of it, and reuse them in the new finished product.
The speed limit has been reduced through the construction zone to help drivers adjust to the rolling series of changes as the work progresses. There's a chance it will all be done in time for Christmas in 2011. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.